Have you seen the action in Kaka'ako this week? After last year, there were more than 330 paintings in that 1 square mile area. And with 100 artists at work all week, the neighborhood's re-emerging with some eye-catching artwork. Now, this is the 10th annual Honolulu Powwow Street Art Festival. Believe it or not, this idea, hatched by local boy Jasper Wong, has happened now in 17 cities. Kobe, Japan, Venice, Italy, Austin, they were at South by Southwest, Washington, D.C., nearly 1,000 murals all together. At the opening party, Jasper was just amazed that it's kept going for so long.
Us running the organization, you know, it's all about sort of giving back. We grew up out here and we wanted to try to find ways to give back to our community through art.
Wait a minute, this is a living now though, right?
No, Powwow's definitely not a living. It's definitely a passion project still.
For you and Kamea?
Yeah, for all of us, yeah. It's all volunteer based. All the artists volunteer, because at the end of the day, you can't charge people money to go look at public art. You know, it's there for the community. And then all of our events are free. You know, it's us just trying to raise money throughout the year. All of the amazing sponsors that sort of support us. We're like family, all of us coming and just, you know, trying to support our communities through art and trying to like bring up Kaka'ako and our city and our, you know.
Hey, Kaka'ako, what do you feel about Kaka'ako nowadays?
I mean, looking back 10 years ago, no one spent time in Kaka'ako. You know, like there was no one there. Like you would maybe go there to go to Fisher's, right? Like you need to buy back to school supplies. It's like, okay, I gotta go to Kaka'ako, I gotta go to Fishers. Or maybe like back then it was like, well, like CompUSA. You know, so
or your car right there.
Yeah, or yeah, okay, your car repaired. And now like when you walk around there, it's a tourist district. There's tons of people walking around, all taking photos, all trying to find all the murals. And then because of all that foot traffic, they're also discovering, you know, local shops and restaurants, you know?
Which are actually going there because
they're people now. Exactly, yeah. And then like, and now it's like there's so many amazing shops there. They're going there and also discovering art too. Because a lot of the businesses that are there are small businesses and they're local. We all work together. We all support each other. And it's one big community.
Look, Jasper, is this happening in every town that you guys do powwow?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every city that we're doing the project in, it gives back to the communities. It helps to grow local industry. It helps to promote and give platforms to artists. And it helps to connect people to other artists around the world. We're all artists and we felt that public art was the best way to get our art out there. You know, instead of like putting our art into different institutions or galleries, we're like, hey, you know what? If we can utilize outdoor spaces and turn them into like these big open air galleries and use that as a cultural storytelling tool too, maybe we can make some lasting change. And we've seen it make a huge difference. It took time. You know, it took time for all of us to work together.
I hate to think about the logistics. There are artists and journalists flying in from all over Asia and Europe now. I mean, you know the paintings by Powwow key player Kamea Hadar. They're those striking portraits you can see off the H1 in Makiki, also in Kaka'ako. I asked Kamea how the heck they juggle those.
It's also accidental, and so, you know, you kind of just go with the flow. I mean, we just keep getting more and more support, you know. I mean, you know, it's still very hard. I wouldn't say that it's the easiest thing. It's still, there's still a lot of convincing and a lot of very much a struggle to keep certain support. But definitely the public appreciates it, likes it, loves it.
You know, it grew in such a rootsy way.
That was just the only way we could do it. If we could find somebody to like come in from up top and just like, okay, here you go. But it, you know, it had to work that way just because we were just limited in the resources we had. And
well, what
and
did you have that allowed it to exponentially grow every year?
I don't know, we just love it, you know, because I think if you don't love it, you're not going to put in this much time and effort into something that doesn't pay money-wise, it doesn't pay anything. So unless you really love doing it, it's like, you know, it's like anything. It's like being a boxer or MMA fighter or being, you know, you have to love the training. You have to love the day-to-day struggle. So if you're not into that day-to-day kind of long-term grind, then it's just, you know, not gonna work.
And what about your own work, Kamea? You got a great new piece there by Ward, and I heard you were working on some murals up at Stan Sheriff Center.
Basketball athletes.
Super cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun, and Heineken is gonna sponsor one of my next big murals, which is not necessarily a tribute or even anything to do with Heineken. They're just paying for helping to cover the cost of me painting a big wall for this for the people of Hawaii.
Where?
I don't know. I haven't even figured out what I'm going to paint or where I'm going to paint. It's
Are
just,
you kidding?
It's
How
just,
wonderful.
They said that they would help fund it. So
are you open to suggestions for places?
Yeah. I mean, well, for sure, suggestions for places. You know, people have suggest a lot of suggestions, but what would be even cooler would be an actual
owner of a building.
Yeah, like a connection, more than a suggestion, but a connection to the actual building. But I'm happy to find my own buildings just because I've done it for so long and I've painted with Pow Wow for so long.
Yep, that's how it's done, people. If you've got a wall you want to beautify, look around, find the artist you like, and give that person a call. I've covered Pow Wow since the first one, and I realized recently you might be interested in the nuts and bolts of how these huge murals get painted. During Pow Wow, you can just walk up to any painter and say hi and just start talking about the work. So the other day, I happened to find a parking spot right off of South Street, and I wandered over. I saw a guy on a ladder painting the facade of the flats at Pu'unui Condo. I had no idea.
What?
It was Solomon Enos.
Hiding in my disguise. How are you, Noi? Good to see you. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Fantastic. Oh. You know what I realized, Solomon, that I've never explained to people what is the process of how people get a painting on a wall.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to bother you while you're
not there. Not at all.
Can you just quickly tell me, what's the process? How do you get it on the wall?
Yes. Well, for the most part, what I'm doing is I am taking an idea and I'm just replicating it much larger. And I've just simply, I'm almost like I'm tricking myself into thinking that I'm working on a small piece. So I'm taking all the logic that I would use on a small canvas or on a piece of paper and just simply scaling it up. So.
Okay, so what is the process then?
Yeah, so my process is that I start with a silhouette. So getting and establishing the master silhouette, basically all the positive space and all the negative space, figuring that all out first. And once that's done, it's almost like the building is finished and now I can start doing the plumbing and the electricity and all the internal details. And then actually, I'm actually working on one shade of gray at a time. So I'll use a dark gray and I'll cover the entire canvas with a single shade of dark gray. And then I'll use a black, you know, deep black. I'll come back and
dig stuff out.
And I'll actually do the entire canvas. I'll do the entire wall with one color. And then I'll go to a white. And then I'll go across the entire wall and I'll bring that white wherever it needs to. And I don't put that white down until everything that's needed it is done. And then I'll go back to another shade of gray. And I'll come back and I'll just process one thing at a time. And what that allows to happen is for the painting to actually emerge as an entirety, all at one time, out of the wall itself.
Right, I see.
So I'm putting one layer and another layer and another layer, and
you're
every layer
like carving out and then adding on.
Yep. And maybe it's almost as if this were a camera, and I'm putting it further and further and further into focus. Right now it's blurry, and the more I can bring it, more resolution I can bring in, the more clarity we have. Eventually, I'll get all of the details, like the lips and the fingers and everything, and I'll come through. And like once I'm at about 85%. I'll go from black and white to color. And then I'll just put all, basically I will then tint all the color that I need. It'll be like the building is done and now I can paint it, you see.
Solomon, I thought you were gonna tell me that you made a drawing.
Yeah.
And then you projected it on the wall.
Oh, no,
and
no,
then
no,
you
no,
drew
no.
the lines and then you filled it in.
No, yeah, I never project, because to me, like, projecting is having somebody chew your food for you and then put it in your mouth. And that's okay sometimes, but personally, I like to chew it myself. I like the frustration. Yeah, I like to be frustrated. I like the challenge of starting it with these raw ideas and then having to make mistakes and having to make changes. So I definitely like the hike.
People are not going to believe this image.
It's an intergenerational responsibility. That's the theme I'm playing with here. And it's a flower made out of humans.
Yeah.
And they're blooming, and then there's another generation, there's children.
Then
there's another generation and another generation.
And then getting ready to spread
spread out again. And it's a real reminder that trees plan 1,000 years ahead. Trees are a constant reminder. If we ever get lost and we need to reboot our humanness, go find a tree and study it for a little while. And that's why our trees are our kumu, right? That's why they are the kumu, and they are the best teachers. They help us to reset what reality is. You know, the more we can peely ourselves with, you know, our natural processes, I think the closer we'll be coming to solving our problem, because we as a species have to get out of our own way. we're standing in front of our own, you know, picture here. So I think that's the part of it.
Oh, could I take a picture of you here?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Have fun.
I will. I circle back later on in the week. About Friday, Saturday, I'll be putting some color on it.
Oh, I'm so lucky.
Take care, Nar.
That was artist Solomon Enos. He's painting at the flats at Pu'unui. Must have been some unseen threads that guided me there, because we've been in touch with Solomon, and he designed HPR's new membership T-shirt. You're going to love it. Looking good, Honolulu. Here, have some hip-hop with your graffiti. Hawaii's super groupers say, learn to fly.
Hey, yo, it's SG, let them know. MCs, check the flow. Coming at you live and direct via stereo. Ready, set, sail. Breathe in and exhale while our lines going over your head like chemtrails. We plant seeds, some are burning the crops. And our spirits might be free, but our service is not. I might not be old school, but I'm an old school.